AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Clashes in Sudan are getting more intense the longer they continue, which is why the U.S. and other countries have now evacuated their embassies. CBS's Imtiaz Taib is tracking the violence from London.
Heavily armed fighters from the feared Rapid Support Force paramilitary group race towards Khartoum. As the battle for the capital city, now in its second week, shows no sign of ending. Despite intense international pressure for a ceasefire, the RSF's leader, General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, remains locked in a bitter power struggle with his arch rival, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, Sudan's top military chief.
A homeowner in Kansas City is now claiming self-defense after shooting a 16-year-old who thought he was picking up his siblings and got the wrong address. But CBS's Mark Strassman tells us stand your ground may not hold up here.
About 30 states have stand your ground laws. Florida was first in 2005, a law made famous by the Trayvon Martin shooting in 2012. But those laws do not provide blanket protection for shooting anyone who comes at you.
And one study linked stand your ground laws with an up to 11% monthly increase in gun homicides.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is praising a Texas ruling that could ban sales of abortion drug mifepristone.
Even in states that have limited abortion, I'd like to see this medication off the market to protect the unborn.
The Supreme Court's delayed its decision on the drug, which means for now it's still available. Bed Bath & Beyond is throwing in the towel. CBS's Meg Oliver reports the company just filed for bankruptcy.
The company plans to swiftly liquidate and close all of its 360 stores by June. But some will be gone as early as Wednesday. All of its Bye Bye Baby outlets will also close. Bed Bath & Beyond was founded in 1971 as a way to compete with the home goods section of department stores. They're mostly gone, too.
A longtime CEO is out at a big network. CBS's Linda Kenyon has those details.
In an announcement from Comcast, the company says it and the CEO of NBC Universal, Jeff Shell, have parted ways. This follows an investigation by an outside counsel into a complaint of inappropriate conduct. Shell released his own statement, quoting, "Today is my last day as CEO of NBC Universal. I had an inappropriate relationship with a woman in the company, which I deeply regret."
He'd been with the company for 19 years. Disney says it plans to lay off thousands of workers this week, mostly in its entertainment division, which includes staff in TV, film, theme parks, and on its corporate teams. The move is part of a $5 billion restructuring plan that Disney announced earlier this year. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 2 hours of the best rock, hard rock, metal, and punk from around Wisconsin. Let's kick it off with a double dip of 20-minute mission.
Irrelevant elements, removing off false promises. Story.
Max and Kevy with brand new 20-minute mission there. That is Room 8. Words before that. Their new album is pretty good. You got to check it out. You got the show coming up on Saturday, May the 6th in Portage at the 301 Productions up there. That's a new venue. We'll circle back to that in a second. The show with 20-minute mission is happening Saturday, May 6th with Mile 134, Jungle Hammer, Double Speak, and Nightmare Hippie Chickens. Love that name. It's an early show, too. Early-ish, I should say. Doors at 6, show at 7. Now, the new venue, it's right in downtown Portage, Wisconsin. That's where the north begins, don't you know there, eh? 301, what is it? Greg and Desiree are up there running that place. It's pretty cool. I got to get up there and say hi and check it out. Hope you do too. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K, hanging out with you. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. It's Maxine Kevy. So it's hard rock, metal, punk. We got tunes on the way from Lords of the Trident. We'll do some Brash Menagerie here shortly. And Bad Year. Coming up next half hour, we're actually going to play a few songs from Maybash and give you some information about Maybash. And looking forward to that. It's a Memorial Day weekend up in the R10, or a.k.a. Rio, Wisconsin. Don't call it Rio. If you go up there and call it Rio, they're going to throw beer cans at your melon. Guaranteed. Do some brand new Rogue Rat here. These guys got a new album out. It's so good. Satisfaction guaranteed. Drag Strip Queen. It's Maxine Kevy on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Drag strip. Drag strip. Drag strip. Drag strip. Woo! Hey, this is Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Dark Horse, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation? Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit? Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes? Thanks.
Kevy on Civic Media. I love the Brash Menagerie. They're so fun. I'm on some bad year right now. It's Blackout from Faded Memories on Max and Kevy. We are local music. Memories, Blackout. That was a remix, actually, from their older stuff that's made it to the newer album, Faded Memories. Nevertheless, I love that song. I love playing it for you. Bad Year, you can see them twice in Milwaukee coming up, where they have Shank Hall on May 19th and also the Cactus Club on May 29th. Of course, Brash Menagerie before that with Clown Suit. Love that. I love the horns and the punk rock, too. That's pretty cool. Lords of the Trident in that set as well. They just wrapped up a big Southwest tour. They were on the road for like the last 2 or 3 weeks or so. They just wrapped up. Their next show is in Minneapolis. What's the date on that? Wednesday, May 17th for the Rhapsody of Fire Glory for Salvation tour. That's at the Caboose up in the Twin Cities. And then they're going to be doing a Madison show on Friday, June 2nd. That is at the Crucible with Night of Round, Trash Pandas, and Queen of Dreams. I have that date circled, or this show circled on my calendar. That's a Friday night, too. That's at the Crucible, presented by Adrenaline Armory. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, hanging out with you for Max and Kevy, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. All of it on the heavy side, because, you know, it is Max and Kevy. We are happy to say we are sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts here in Madison. Three locations on Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal. Salvatore's Tomato Pies. .com. And by Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. The Takeaways, they have a show coming up next Saturday. It's at the Crystal Corner Bar with Flatfoot 56 out of Chicago. A couple other bands playing. That's going to be a good show. This is Saturday night, though. Maybe I'll pop in after Heavy and see what's going on. It's the Takeaways and end up here on Max and Kevy. We are local music. Oh, you don't want to play, eh? Kick you in the eye. Play the song. Sorry. Heavy with the takeaways. All right, so Saturday, April 29th with Flatfoot 56, something to do, and the takeaways. That's at the Crystal Corner Bar. That's going to be a good show. Hey, stick around. Coming up after the break, we're going to do a little thing for Maybash. Maybash, we got Looks to Kill, we got Thunder Goat, Rictus Grin, a couple of new songs in there that I have not played or even heard. I'm excited about Thunder Goat. This song looks to be promising. In my initial debut of it, I was very pleased, and I hope you are too. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. And of course, we'll have all the details about Maybash, plus Essential Last Crack. Yeah, let's start that over. Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Max Inc. Radio.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Now that U.S. diplomatic personnel are out of Sudan, CBS's Skylar Henry on the 16,000 Americans, some of them with dual citizenship, still there.
Officials have signaled that there will not be another mass aerial evacuation of U.S. citizens.
But the State Department is looking to help Americans who might find other ways out of a country sinking into civil war. President Biden may announce his reelection bid on Tuesday.
CBS News has learned plans to hire Julie Chavez Rodriguez to serve as his campaign manager. Chavez Rodriguez is currently an assistant and senior advisor to the president for intergovernmental affairs.
That's CBS's Ed O'Keefe. A geomagnetic storm brings a rare Northern Lights show to many parts of the U.S. Clinton Wallace is with the Space Weather Prediction Center.
Philadelphia, and even further south. It's not unheard of in storms like this that you can see the aurora as far south as Alabama.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Wasted.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That is Looks Can Kill and Can't Change. Shout out to Darcy and her new band. They're playing Maybash Memorial Day weekend. So is Wizard Hammer, who we heard just before Looks Can Kill. I'll circle back to Maybash in a second. I want to give a shout out to Wizard Hammer and Carbellion and Iron Plow and thank them from the bottom of my heart for coming out and playing Bomblastica 2023, 27 years of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine. That was last week at the Wisco's, a really cool show. We had some technical problems with the live radio broadcast, but we got through it, and it was a great night. I saw a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time. It was great to see you down there, and thank you so much. And here's to another year of Max Inc. on the air here at Civic Media and online at maxincradio.com. All right, so Maybash. They're doing recording in Neiler Studio. I don't want to like scream, Maybash. Maybe I will. So that's happening Memorial Day weekend. Have you been to Maybash? Have you never gone to Maybash? Maybe this is the year you should go to Maybash. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's in Ryo, Wisconsin. It's on private property. And it's just a weekend of camping, rustic style camping, and music and shenanigans. It's a really good time. And your host, John, he's a really cool guy. And Rictus Grin, Dez, and Larry, they put all it together. There's like 39 bands, 40 bands playing this weekend. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What a better way to spend your Memorial Day weekend than to go to Maybash up in Ryo. It's a lot of fun. Another band that's playing Maybash is Thunder Goat. This is a new band for me. They're from Tolma, Wisconsin. And I previewed their album that's up on Bandcamp right now. You can grab that, download it for your musical pleasures. But this particular song struck a chord with me. Killer Bong, dude. It's Thunder Goat on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Yeah. Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Grievous Angel, that's Bronze Scorpion on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Rictus Grin before that with Dark Heart Feather. That's brand new. I have not heard that song before. I think this released about a year ago or so. Thunder Goat before that with Killer Bong Dude. Killer Bong Dude. I like that song. I like this band, Thunder Goat. If you check out their Facebook page, there's a really cool cover picture. It's like very animated. It's really cool. Anyway, check that out. May Bash, happy Memorial Day weekend. Get your ducats for that. Stick around. We got Essential Last Crack just around the corner. And YLab is going to help us out. YLab, Last Crack, what?
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.